This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Standing up for health, freedom, and healing liberty each and every week with the sacred fire of liberty on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Jonathan Emord. Jonathan, standing tall today, my friend, despite all the craziness that we're witnessing post-election and border incursions and CNN and Acosta. How are we going to make it through?
We will, Robert. We always do. We somehow manage to slog through all this nonsense and get to the other side. I just hope that the American people have not forgotten the ideological origins of the American Constitution, that it's not a part of their DNA anymore. I certainly hope that's not the case, because that's the salvation for this nation. It always has been. It's the lodestone that we have to turn to if we ever hope to maintain freedom and progress. It really is the key to our future as it has been in our past. And if it's abandoned, I'm afraid we're heading into a direction that invites loss of everything we have, from protection of our nation from foreign invaders to the enemies from within who can devour our freedom and make this nation more like a third world dictatorship than a republic. And as you and I both know, we're not a republic, so we've lost that, but we have to return to it. If we ever want to revitalize our principal commitment to freedom, we have to get back to a limited federal republic.
Yeah, you know, we're both not happy about the bureaucratic oligarchy and the way things are run. But I'm thinking, you know, giving Trump a tip, while there's still an oligarchy, is there something he could use against Jim Acosta? And I figure he could call his buddy, I don't know how buddy-buddy he is with Scott Gottlieb. Not a big fan of Scott Gottlieb either, from the FDA. He could say, hey, Scott, can you declare Jim Acosta an unapproved new drug? Because in that way, the FDA will be on him in an hour, and he'll be done. He'll be threatened, and the FTC might come after him for the things he said. And, of course, you know, I'm being a little facetious here, but the idea of, you know, declaring something via fiat. In other words, there's no rule of law anymore when a bureaucratic group of unelected officials start telling people that they can't speak truthfully, freely, openly. First Amendment, right? A right not from government, but from God. And let's parse this, because the Acosta CNN lawsuit, even Fox News says they're supporting it. I got to get your take on this, and what is the right? Where is the privilege? And how do we see through both of these things?
Right. Well, the President of the United States could make the White House just his residence and close it off to the public. He could close it off to the media. He could say, I don't want to have any media in here. I don't want to have press conferences in here. But when the President of the United States makes available a part of the White House for the purpose of having press conferences, then it becomes, at least to a limited extent, a public forum, not for the articulation of people's views, but for the purpose of allowing people, members of the press, to ask questions. And the president is, in that situation, as the government is, prohibited from engaging in content-based discrimination. That is, he cannot say, I will only answer questions that pertain to X, Y, and Z, or I will only answer questions that that come from people who I think have share the same ideological viewpoint that I have. So there is that. There is that argument. However, this is quite different in my view. This is a situation where somebody is not asking questions, but is trying to commandeer the forum to pontificate, spread their own views, and then engage in a bitter, rancorous argument with the president, disputing his statements rather than asking him questions and eliciting a response. He allowed Acosta for a very long time to ask him questions and elicit responses, and he also allowed him to even argue with him. But the point is, it reached a point where he abused his privilege and began to dominate that forum. And indeed, it would be discriminatory against other journalists were you to allow that to continue, because it would mean it would be the Jim Acosta show as opposed to a press conference. And that would deny others the opportunity to ask their questions, regardless of what ideological perspective they had. So the fact that Acosta is a anti-Trump person and harbors ideological viewpoints to the left of Trump is an issue that will be addressed by the court, but it should be discounted substantially. That is, eliminated from this discourse about the legality of it, because Acosta's language rose above ideology and became a verbal attack upon the president, and he tried to dominate the forum by becoming a spokesperson for an ideological viewpoint, as opposed to a person who asks questions. So were I on the Supreme Court, I would uphold the right of the president to deny him a press card. There's an additional reason for that. Trump hasn't taken all liberals out of the room. He's only taken one, and he's done it for a reason: that person was disrespectful and was obnoxious in his behavior. That's perfectly appropriate. You are entitled to limited time, place, and manner restrictions. Restrictions. Here, the restriction is on his manner.
No.
He was abusive, and therefore it's appropriate. It's not based on the content of what he said. He was for years allowed to ask all kinds of questions, and there are many people in the room who share his viewpoint or who have similar views, and they are allowed to continue. It's not like Trump said, okay, everybody who I think is liberal can no longer come to the press conference.
Right.
Only conservative journalists can come. He didn't say that. He just said Acosta can't be there because Acosta's behavior was reprehensible.
Yeah, and Jonathan, it isn't that CNN has been banned. I mean, they still have, I think, reporters available from CNN to be there. So this becomes about...
some 40 or 50 journalists from CNN that have White House access.
Yeah. So this becomes, an issue of Acosta being the center of attention, Acosta becoming belligerent in a press conference that would deny the access to other reporters to be called on in many ways. And Roy writes in a comment of the day. He says, can you imagine if any American person were to speak to their supervisor at work in a similar manner as Acosta does to the president? They might expect to find themselves in an unemployment line the next week. Acosta deserves to have his White House pass taken. It's long overdue. This is according to Roy, a listener of the show, and also longtime viewer of presidential news conferences. So, again, is this a First Amendment issue? I don't know that it necessarily is. I mean, if you've got somebody that's creating a ruckus in an environment, I think that the other reporters should be just happy that Acosta is gone. It'll give them a better opportunity.
It's not a First Amendment issue because it's not an instance of content-based discrimination or suppression of speech. Trump isn't suppressing speech. Trump is denying a person who's a journalist from asking questions in that press conference, not based on what his questions entailed, but based on his behavior, that he behaved in a reprehensible manner, that he was obstructive, that he interfered with the normal give and take that is a part of a reporter's questions to a person that elicits a response. Acosta's not interested in Trump's response beyond the fact that it disagrees with his own, and then he engages in a rude debate where he presumes himself to be the president's equal and pontificates his viewpoint. I mean, that's not the purpose of a press conference. This limited forum has been open to the media for the purpose of asking the president questions. They can ask any question they want, but what they can't do is take over the forum and use it as a pulpit or a platform to pontificate at the expense of the opportunity for other journalists to ask questions of the president to answer them. And they certainly can't behave in a rude manner or a caustic manner towards the president and challenge him. That's not the purpose of the press conference. The purpose of the press conference is to allow all manner of questions to be asked in a polite manner, respectful manner, and responses to be given. I mean, what if a Buddhist monk was a journalist and was in there and said, well, you know, it's part of my expression, I want to light myself on fire. I mean, that's not speech, that's action. Same here. He's taking an action. He's using it as an opportunity to take action against the president, to actually accost him, to berate him and to ridicule him. That's not a manner that is consistent with this meeting place. It's just not.
Jonathan, I respect Andrew Napolitano, Judge Napolitano. I mean, he's a very learned man. He knows the Constitution well. He's claiming that the only grounds for revoking a press pass are that the person posed a physical threat to the president or his family. He may be an irritant, but he wasn't a danger to Trump. I mean, I get that in terms of a threat versus verbal threat. But again, is this really denying Acosta First Amendment or even Fourth Amendment rights protected under the Constitution? I'm not going on what Napolitano's thinking here.
You don't have a right to have your question answered. You don't have a right to that. You don't have a First Amendment. You have a First Amendment right to ask a question. You don't have a First Amendment right to an answer. You don't have a First Amendment right to dominate a forum. You don't have a First Amendment right to berate the person who is speaking. If you interfere with the conduct of a meeting that is held, that interference is tortious activity. It's not a speech.
Sure.
Action.
Well, any forum. You go to any forum where there's a Q&A, and then one guy grabs the mic and continues to be belligerent, won't give the field.
This is a limited public forum. This isn't a free-for-all. You can't just stand up. Every journalist in the room can't. If his restriction on the press conference is only violence, what if every person in the room grabbed a microphone and began screaming their opinions?
That's the point. Yeah, I see it. No, that
Judge Napolitano, okay, you can't have it that restrictive of an ambit for a meaningful time, place, and manner restriction
right.
in the White House.
All right, stand by. Free for all. There's a free for all apparently in like Broward County,
Florida. By the way, is
hold on,
content based restriction
yes.
on speech.
If we'll be right back.
Content
stand by. Stand by.
Not a violation.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bill Show.
All right, hey, not that I want to go to Florida, but I got to. There's the SENFA conference, the Ishpeming Soho, coming up the end of the month. Right before that, the 29th of November, I'll be speaking live at Abby's Health and Nutrition, and that is in Tampa, Florida, the Tampa Bay area. I don't know that there's a lot of controversy in the Tampa Bay area over the last elections here, Jonathan, but Broward County, once again, Palm Beach County, once again, in the news going back. They can't get their elections straight down there. And I think there's actually a federal judge that blasted Florida for the bungled election. And they're like the laughingstock of the world, apparently.
Yeah, I think that it's a disgrace, Broward County in particular. And to have someone in the position of that election official down there who has been found guilty of variously interfering with the proper conduct of the elections in the past, and to have that person still in that office is shameful. And to have the office incapable of processing the votes properly is just a disgrace. And it whether there's political manipulation or it's just gross incompetence, however you construe it, it's rather shocking that in the 21st century in the United States that an election can be run without really having confidence that you've got the votes tallied properly. It's just outrageous.
We found an extra bunch here and an extra bunch there. They're on the trucks. They're on the vans. They're in an Uber car. I mean, how bad does it have to be? You lose that much control. And again, there were controversies way back in the year 2000. They had time to figure this thing out.
Well, it's just it's disgraceful. I mean, that they haven't repaired this situation is just disgraceful. And to see that they, you know, can't even with a judge-imposed order complete the work to be done by the ordered deadline, is just shocking. And I would think that at a minimum, you know, that the Republicans would have learned from this occasion that this simply cannot happen ever again, that whatever is necessary to radically transform Broward County and other counties in Florida that may have similar problems, such as those created by Brenda Snipes, you know, there ought to be new leadership, there ought to be better systems in place, and there ought to be more rigorous means by which to make sure that individuals' votes are properly counted. And when there's a deadline to vote, and everyone understands that deadline, you can't open up the deadline for a longer period of time without necessarily discriminating against people and the right to vote. If somebody was on the road and it was 7 p.m. and they knew the polls closed at 8 and they turned around and went back home, and then 2 days later you say, oh, well, some people came in at 9 or 10 o'clock, we accepted their votes and we added them in, what about all the people who followed your rule, right? They're all discriminated against. Are they all now going to be invited to come back in and vote after the fact? Are you going to have an endless election? You're going to have more and more people say, hey, look, I wasn't in town that day. You let someone else come in after the hours. Let me come in. It's nonsense. You have to have a strict deadline.
Well,
I have to vote within it.
I spent a number of years down there in Broward County, and it was more like a South American banana republic in many ways. And I'm not surprised by this that happens down there. It's sort of like, you know, the rules are, you know, what we say it is when we say it, depending on who's in charge down there at the point in time. And, of course, there's been a lot of messes down there, you know, not least of which is the Broward County Sheriff's Office and the controversies around the school shooting. So it's a rough place. I'm glad I'm out of there. I have many friends down there. I wish you all the best and all the love. Just stay safe because it's not gotten better. Again, it's 18 years after the election mess of 2000 where they couldn't figure out a hanging chad or not. Remember that. So in this case, again, extending deadlines, finding extra votes here and there. Do people trust this process down there, and how can they going forward?
Well, if you want to talk about something that destroys public confidence in the electoral process, it's not Russian meddling with Broward County's voting. It's the Broward County's mismanagement of the electoral process that's destroying public confidence in voting. I mean, you've got to have a system in place that's ironclad, that really does give each person a right to vote and registers their vote. If someone goes in and draws pictures of Robert Scott Bell on the ballot and doesn't fill in any vote, I don't like people interpreting your pictures to mean that you actually voted for Senator Nelson.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. That's a very good point. Jonathan, we got to take another break. We're going to be back. We got to talk on Sacred Fire of Liberty about the U.S. troops fortifying the southern border. But what about the beach below San Diego? People are eventually jumping right over that. And Pelosi, does she have opposition to be Speaker of the House?
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News.
The Florida Senate race between Senator Bill Nelson and Governor Rick Scott is headed to a recount after the latest round of machine tallies showed the two candidates still very close. Scott leads Nelson by 12,603 votes. Republican Senator Marco Rubio joins Fox News and explains the whole hand count process.
There will have to be a hand recount of the overvotes and undervotes, basically, that somebody skipped the ballot and not vote for this race. Now, the canvassing board, if the counting teams don't do it, have to sit down and determine, did the voter intend to vote or not?
The United States Food and Drug Administration has proposed a plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars in the United States. The agency is also imposing new restrictions on the sales of flavored e-cigarettes. The proposal still has to go through several regulatory phases, and it could be years before the rules take effect. The Dow was up 208 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you want to learn more about the Robert Scott Bell Show? You go to robertscottbell.com. You want to learn more about Jonathan Emord? You can go there, too. It'll link through to emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. He's known as the FDA Dragon Slayer. He'll take on the bureaucratic bad guys and, stand up for limited government, your freedom to speak truthfully, honestly, openly, with integrity about all the things you believe in, much of which, of course, is our ability to do so. We still have it, but what are the consequences of speaking truthfully, honestly, openly, with integrity about, for instance, substances, products that can bring about healing in your body? It's a big part of what we do here on this show, and Jonathan has been a stalwart defender about our freedom, to reestablish our freedom, to make stake those claims. Again, we're not talking about promoting lying and deceit. I mean, that's pretty much what the FDA can do. But we want to be able to stand up for what we believe in. And if you have a product that helps people to say what it's for, not to lie about it, but we can't even do that in this point under the bureaucratic oligarchy state, so to speak. Now, having said that, here we are in the 2018 election cycle, post-election. Apparently, the election's still going. And we're looking at things like in the mainstream media, Jonathan, I talked about one of the things that has been benefited in this last election across the United States is the movement to nullify federal prohibitions or laws, different things that they don't have the constitutional enumerated power to do. The states or the people there. The mainstream media is claiming that if you are for the 10th Amendment, you're actually for slavery. And I'm looking back in history, I'm like, Calhoun did not use nullification and promotion of slavery. In fact, the Virginia, Kentucky resolutions, the states, the majority of the states at that time in the North were using nullification to basically nullify the Fugitive Slave Act. That was a federal law at that time to work against slavery. So my point here in bringing this up, Jonathan, I know I didn't plan on it, was just that the mainstream media cannot cover with integrity constitutional issues. They refuse to look at history, learn from history. They have an agenda, and it is not based in fact. It's based in their fantasy.
Well, I think it proceeds from a dereliction of duty and a willingness to achieve an ends no matter what the means.
So like a Chucky Schumer.
Well, exactly. It used to be the case that if you were trained as a professional journalist, you considered it to be essential to your own integrity and that of the profession of journalism that you would accurately report news and information and that you would not editorialize or present your opinion unless it was expressly designated as an opinion. Such as in the old newspaper context, there would be an editorial page
where, op-eds, yeah,
where non-news items that were the opinions of these journalists would be expressed. And they were very careful to segregate the two because it was so important to have accurate, dispassionate reporting of facts and news, mm-hmm. and to leave it to the reader to come to his or her own conclusion. Well, in our modern news environment, we have the opposite. Everything is editorialization. Facts are discarded if they're inconvenient to support your opinion, even if you're a reporter. And that is the corruption and the ruination,
yeah,
of a profession. Because now everyone's a hack.
Yeah, well, look at how
this pontificating a viewpoint and discarding all the facts that disagree with it and focusing only on bits and pieces of information that can support it.
Well, and Jonathan,
listing those facts.
Look at the way they're covering as an example of this. Look at the way they're covering the caravan, right? The leftist press is describing people that want to come to America for some form of protection and we want asylum. Yet they were granted, apparently, in Mexico asylum, and it's at that point, what are they really doing? And then they reach the border at the beach of Tijuana to cross over illegally, and they're sending only the LGBTQ members of their asylum-seeking group, in theory, over the... What is this all about? Are they wanting to catch Trump in, like, oh, man, Trump hates LGBTQ because he's enforcing a border policy? I mean, it's just a bizarre series of circumstances that they're reporting on in a way that you're like, how do they come to these conclusions even?
Well, if there were true investigative reporting, if we did have dispassionate coverage of news, we would have a detailed assessment with interviews and so forth where you would suddenly come to the realization that a lot of these people are phonies, that they knew they could get asylum in these other countries, that they really want to come to the United States, that they intentionally do not want to follow the legal means to come into the United States, that they falsely want to say that they need asylum because they've understood that that is the way to get in here and to stay here, and that that's all they want to do, and that they don't want to have the government evaluate whether they're good or bad, and they don't want anybody looking into their backgrounds. I would suspect that that is the vast majority of those who are coming here are in the position of, one, either having a background that they want to hide and couldn't get into the country because of it, two, that they're desperate for a better life, understand that the North provides that opportunity, and don't want to have the risk associated or the expense associated associated with coming through legal channels, or three, they have a nefarious agenda. They're connected with drug people. They're smuggling kids. They're the illicit sex trade. They're in one bad thing or another, or they're involved with terrorism. And yet there's no serious vetting of these people coming over by members of the media. They just stand there and photograph the large numbers of people, and woe is me, these poor people, and they're walking for miles, and oh, it's so terrible. There's no serious reporting. None. Not a bit.
Clearly. Well, no, and that's the point. It's like, if I was there, I would be asking them questions with all sincerity. It's like, well, why are you coming? And get some backstories here, and let's report on them. Because maybe there is a person in that group that's like legitimately trying to seek asylum from some, maybe, but we'll never find out because there isn't real reporting. There's no investigation occurring. And then all you have is an inflammation of the left saying you hate people who are of different color or race. I mean, as opposed to going, What are they really doing here? Who's really funding this? These are the questions that should be asked. How were they put on buses coming from Central America across Mexico? Why did Mexico allow this to happen? There's so many questions that haven't been answered, at least not in the mainstream press. Some in the new media are trying to address these situations. But suffice it to say, once again, if you don't have borders, you don't have a nation. Under the law of nations, read Vattel. I mean, this is not like it's everybody can have borders except America. Otherwise, America is just cruel.
Well, if you start from the premise that there is no private property, that what is yours is mine, which I believe a lot of these people believe. They think, oh, you can't use your property for purposes that you wish to. You have to do only what we think is okay with your property. You're a polluter. You're bad. You're white. You're whatever. That makes you bad. And everybody else who's not in that category should be entitled to what you have. If you start with that proposition, then you start from the proposition that if I can steal it, it's mine. If I can get over the border illegally, I'm here. I'm a citizen. If I don't have papers, so what? I'm a citizen. I can go to a sanctuary city and I can kill people, rape people, do whatever I want to, and I'm safe. If you start from that absolutely insane anarchistic viewpoint, you get just that. You get lawlessness. You get more of the same. If you create an environment that is a haven for crime and for illegality, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get more and more and more of it.
Jonathan, you are so on to something so very important here. I remember a public service announcement commercial about drug use. And it was about kids that were using drugs. And then at the end of the commercial, the kid says, I learned it from you, Dad. Right? You know how kids will mimic it. If their parents start doing these things, they'll do it too. Well, I remember one of the things that Ron Paul had maybe on his desk. And one of it said, don't steal. The government hates competition. And his point was there's a lot of theft of property by our own government without due process, whether it be confiscation laws or whether it be the tax system as it's written, supposedly voluntary. They teach people, even in the seething underbelly, it might not be overt, that it's okay to take other people's property without due process. And so everybody else goes, hey, they're doing it.
Our laws should make it impossible for you to become a citizen and impossible for you to be here if you come into this country illegally. It should be impossible if you dare do that, so that ensures that you use legal means. And I believe that we ought to have thorough vetting, but I also believe that if a person can add value to this country, they can have an employable skill, they have a means to enable us to be better as a nation, let them in. We want those people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, we do not want someone in here who's going to be a liability, who's going to add to the welfare rolls, who's going to commit crimes, who's going to steal property, who's going to undermine the economy for Americans. We want people to come in here and become Americans by adding value. We want the greatest nation on earth. We want it to be greater and greater every moment. Mm-hmm. And we want people from all over the world who can add to that grace and greatness to come in here and be here and become citizens of this country. But we don't want this nation to become a massive spigot for welfare.
Jonathan, what happens, though? We are at a position in our country's history where maybe it's half, maybe it's 40% believe that, you know, property rights are not fundamentally endowed by a creator, that the government gets to say what you can and can't do, and they think rights come from the government. We are so lost as a people. I don't know if it's a majority, but a significant portion don't even understand what you're saying. So how do the foreigners wanting to come in, do they even know what they're coming for?
Well, it's a very simple process of evaluation as far as I'm concerned, because it goes through and asks the person, look, What do you understand the United States to be? You understand the Constitution of the United States. What do you understand? Ask you questions about that. Ask you questions about whether or not you would defend this nation under all circumstances. If I draft you tomorrow, it's a condition preceding that you defend this nation, that you go to Afghanistan right now. Would you agree to all these things? When you come into this country, what skills do you have? What are your skills? I don't care what they are. But if you have skills, employable skills, let's see your history. Also, let's see your history in the past. Did you ever commit a crime? Did you ever violate any law? What laws did you violate? And go through that whole litany of questions. But if somebody just hops over the border, bingo, arrest, and out you go. Where you came from.
Described the vast majority, apparently, of the people of California. They couldn't answer those questions in the affirmative. And they're already here.
That's right. They're lucky they're here.
Well, and that's what I'm saying about where are we headed as a nation? Sacred fire of liberty, trying to rekindle that fire, that love of liberty, individual liberty, defense of private property, and to maximize the freedom of the people and minimize the imposition of government in our lives. We'll be back to wrap it up. See where Pelosi's going to take us the next couple of years. Let's find out after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, if you ever miss a show, don't worry. GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, has it up pretty quickly as an archive radio podcast. Then you can also get it from iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud. Y'all will hear it in a couple of days later when you're hearing it now on UK Health Radio. Our friends across the pond love Liberty. They love listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. And then occasionally, along with YouTube, Brighteon, our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, will have certain clips on Brighteon as well for you. Jonathan, I want to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty today talking about the transition from a Republican-controlled Congress to a Democrat-controlled Congress. Now, they get to select pretty much the Speaker of the House. Pelosi's running again, but apparently there are more challengers than ever in her reign. Do you think that this will be the time she'll be overturned, or will she once again be Speaker of the House, and what does that mean?
Well, I think what she's going to do, they're undoubtedly, of these 17 Democrats, there are probably at least a handful that are opportunists who are just holding out because they want Pelosi to come to them and promise them to make a deal that serves their interest. And she will. She'll make whatever deal is necessary to be Speaker. So I fully expect she will be Speaker because she'll basically bend whatever has to be bent in order to serve those people who are holdouts and get them to come back in line with her. That's the way she operates. I mean, she's got more in common with Reid, who she used to campaign for, Harry Reid, campaign for vigorously, than she has with a person of integrity. So I think that she will be Speaker of the House, and I think we're in for a raucous 2 years of thoroughly obnoxious resistance from the Democrats, and I think they're going to make it easier for Trump to get elected in 2020. I think that Donald Trump, that the bellwether is more the senatorial elections than the congressional elections. I think it's being misread by a lot of media pundits. And the reason why that is that congressional elections tend to be extraordinarily local, and the president did not reach down and really strive to get elected members of Congress. But he did strive to get senators elected, and he did have coattails, and they did prove to help. But also, senators speak to broad national issues, and the focus of attention is on that. And on those, that's the presidential platform as well. So I think Trump is actually in a pretty good position after this, despite all the criticism to the contrary. And I think that his position will become even better over time because Pelosi is going to be the Speaker of the House and because Democrats will go way over at the left wing and investigate, and also obstruct. So that'll put Trump in a good position, I think, for re-election.
Well, I think so, too. And I try to be, you know, lighthearted about these changes and transitions. There's always been a swing. But again, unfortunately, most of the swings have been moving further and further to the left, even when Republicans control much of government, because most of the establishment of Republicans have acquiesced to the socialism of FDR, the New Deal and everything else that happened. They go, well, that's just the way it is now. And so we continue to abandon the principles that were prior to that, that limited government. And then, of course, government became unhinged, disconnected from the limitations, the binds, if you will, of the Constitution.
Right. And as I predicted in The Rise of Tyranny, in my last book that I
can't Restore the Republic.
Restore the Republic. We're probably going to have a major collapse or crisis before there will be a fundamental shift back to a liberty-loving, liberty-centered republic. And that, unfortunately, is likely to be the case. But we'll see. I'm just hoping that along the way people become educated to the extent that they realize that socialism is not the answer and that really we need to rededicate ourselves to those fundamental principles that defined a nation that was centered on individual liberty and the protection of it.
Yeah, well, the collectivism is evil. Morally bankrupt socialism is. The basically, you build a culture on theft. How much can I get from you or the government that steals it from your neighbor and then gives you a few scraps of bread along the way? The people that have come from Eastern Europe that emigrated after the fall of the Soviet Union or escaped beforehand, they appreciate the love of liberty that we have here. And they look at what people on the left are doing and they say, you have no earthly idea what you're asking for.
They lived it and they know that it's a bankrupt concept and that it's ruinous to everybody except for the small people who get to rule.
Yep.
It's there. They make the riches off of everybody else.
We're out of time. I don't hear the bumper, but I know we're about out of time, so we got to send it out. Jonathan, as always, my friend, you are so appreciated here, and continue to stand up for liberty. I know you will.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, y'all. Remember, the power to heal, even politically, is yours. Keep it up.
The Robert Stottville Show.
Robert Stottville Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.